Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures higher in the wheat futures, really strong here to finish the week off. We were up 2 to 8 cents in the Chicago, and in Kansas City was up 8 to 10 cents. And so really strong day to finish the week. Of course, next Monday, we've got all sorts of new changes that are going to be hitting the market. We've got the first notice day for the grains. So if you're not anticipating taking delivery or actually buying the grain, if you're long, you have to get out on Monday. You also have the quarterly stocks and acreage report, which will be Monday at 11 a.m. At 10 a.m., you've got the exports, and then at 3 o'clock to kind of round out the day, you're going to have the latest round of crop conditions. So that'll be 3 o'clock Monday. So a lot of things going on, four big things. And then, of course, next week we've got a shortened week with the 4th of July on Friday. It'll be a shortened Thursday and then closed on Friday. So that'll be another thing to kind of add to the mix. If you look at the rain forecast over the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day periods, on the 6 to 10 day, normal to below normal, but then they increase chances all the way out to day 14. On temperatures, 6 to 10 days out, a little bit normal to below normal, but they raise temperatures on the 8 to 14 day time period. And again, we're closed on Friday in observance of the 4th of July holiday, and then the markets will close early on Thursday.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Today we kicked off with the Canadian wheat acres number. The total plantings for all wheat was 24.1 million acres, down 7.4% from last year's 26 million acres. Last month they had 24.9 million acres, so quite a drop there, and partially, or at least part of the reason why grain futures, wheat specifically, were stronger today. On Monday, we have, again, the first notice day, which will shake out some of the long positions. And we also have the quarterly stocks and acres report, which comes out at 11 a.m. Monday, June 30th. To look at some of the estimates, corn planted acres, we're looking at 91.725 million acres. Last year, we were 95.36, so quite a bit tighter than last year. Soybeans, the average guess is 82.154 million acres. Up from last year's number of 76.533. And then quarterly stocks on June 1st are estimated to be for wheat 598 million bushels. Last year at this time we were 718, so we're tighter than last year here in the U.S. for all wheat. Corn quarterly stocks 3.722 billion bushels, about a billion bushels more than last year, and soybeans at 378.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle down 162 and 151.12. October down 117 and 154.35. August feeder cattle down 80 at 214.32. September down a dollar at 215.90. July lean hogs up 105 at 130.90. August up 102 at 129.82. In the grains, July Kansas City wheat up a nickel at 726. September up 7 at 721.75. July Chicago wheat up 3 at 585.25. September up 9 at 593.75. July corn up a quarter at 443. September up 3.25 at 442.25. July soybeans down a nickel at 1432. And August down 3.75 at 1378. In the cotton, July up 52 at 80.89, and October up 18 at 74.30. With your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.